It is 5:30 p.m. in Gelemunduka, a rural community in Cameroon's eastern region. 55-year-old Ebanesol Blaise Lubong is still working on his 7.5-acre coffee plantation. It is a tedious exercise that involves manual weeding and pest control. He works daily from dawn to dusk in the hope of reviving the yield. 20 years ago, Ebane could harvest up to 100 bags or 13,000 pounds of coffee from the land, but not anymore.
These plantations don't yield anything now because we don't have fertilizers. We have been given herbicides, but we do not know how to use them, and they instead seem to harm the farms. Per hectare productivity is falling, so I can cultivate 3 hectares of land and not harvest up to 20 bags of coffee in a year.
The government suspended subsidies to the coffee sector more than 2 decades ago in the wake of an economic crisis. As a result, many farmers abandoned their coffee plantations, which suffered from neglect. Ome Malede Gaitan is the executive secretary of Cameroon's Coffee and Cocoa Interprofessional Council.
Cameroon used to be one of the biggest coffee producers in Africa, in the world. In 1980, we were the 8th world coffee producer. In 1992, when we liberalized the sector, Cameroon was the 12th world coffee producer. Today, we have the 30th coffee producer.
According to the Coffee and Cocoa Interprofessional Council, coffee production in the Central African country has plummeted by 56% over the past 3 years. Maledi says when the government eliminated subsidies and trade protections for the sector in the 1990s, the cost of inputs like fertilizer spiked. The increased cost of production, coupled with low market prices at the time, discouraged farmers, many of whom turned to food crop cultivation instead. Memories of better days are often part of discussions amongst villagers here. The absence of government subsidies and lack of regulations which fix minimum prices have allowed middlemen to take advantage of small-scale producers. Coffee farmer Laurentin Mengu says she is often unable to cover the cost of production, much less profit from her labor.
Middlemen come here with just $20. They get a bag of coffee, and we know they can resell it for at least $50. I think the state needs to fix prices for coffee. We find it hard selling our product, especially with fluctuating prices.
The government of Cameroon has launched an initiative to dramatically increase coffee production by 2020. To do this, the National Cocoa and Coffee Interprofessional Council developed an emergency program to fast-track production. Its executive secretary, Ome Gaitan Maledi, says the program involves working with farmer cooperatives in the country's main production basins.
We have a program in CICC named New Generation. New Generation is a program for youth. And in this program, we introduce 200 young people every year. And we give them support during 3 years. That means that from next year, we will have 600 young people every year. That gives me hope that we will relaunch this sector.
The Cameroon Minister of Agriculture and Rural Development, Esime Menye, has said the government will once again subsidize the sector to help farmers get inputs like fertilizers and insecticides. Even if Cameroon were to meet its production targets, better marketing strategies are necessary. Marty Foncha of the African Coffee Trading Group says only 5% of Cameroon's coffee is processed locally, but his group has developed approaches that would allow domestic producers to charge a higher price for their coffee.
The coffee that we pop, we don't wash. We take a lot of care to dry very, very quickly so it doesn't get moldy. When that coffee is dry, we've developed a new market for roasting where we roast it completely in its parchment. We don't shell it. We preserve the sugars and the flavors that come from the sugary mucilage. When somebody roasts it and grinds it and makes a cup of coffee, it becomes a very different drink. It doesn't taste harsh like coffee. It's like a nice herbal drink with a coffee background.
Figures from the National Institute of Statistics indicate that over 6 million Cameroonians depend on coffee for their livelihood. And with prospects that the crop will continue to grow in importance globally, Maledi believes boosting production is critical to the revival of Cameroon's economy. Ngala Kilian Chimtom, FSRN, Yaoundé, Cameroon.